Hello, everyone. Welcome to Size Talk. This is going to be kind of a questionnaire episode that several people have been sending me questions and wondering why I'm still doing all of this type of stuff and, you know, a lot of other things that hopefully will keep your guys' attention and continuously keep listening to Size Talk. And maybe in the future, I'll probably have more subjects to talk about. Right now, it's been kind of very limited because I can't think. So here are some of the questions. Most of these people want to be unknown, so I will keep that under wraps. And here's the first one. Somebody asked me, "Hey, size supporter, why do you continuously help the size community? Like, what does it help you with everything else? Is it worth it helping the size community and why?" I help the size community because this community has opened a lot of doors for me. I was normally just into, you know, just a normal foot fetish related stuff. You know, after a while, it just opened up so many new doors. And then you see all these producers, people getting interested in making SFX stuff, making collages, supporting people, promoting and everything. It keeps you inspired on, hey, now I want to do that. Now I want to start helping people. I want to start showing that, you know, your content will never be missed. Everybody will be able to see your content being posted on Twitter, Instagram, whatever social media that allows it. So that's why I want to do this. That's why I continuously put all my motivation just to do what I can to help those that are in need, to show that, hey, I'm here, I'm in the background. I may not be visible, but I am around to help retweet, like, support, do what I can, you know. Seeing people happy is always a goal. The more people that are happy, the more this community continue thriving. And hopefully it shows that, hey, don't give up just because you're not getting any likes or retweets, because I'm pretty sure I probably zoomed past you and probably already retweeted and posted your stuff. So that's why I do this. So next question. Hey, size supporter, have you ever like worshipped anybody's feet before? Okay, I didn't expect that type of question, but I will answer that the best way I can. So, in like relationship wise, no, I have not found that person yet to do that type of stuff. Gladly would, but still. Now, if you're talking about SizeCon related, the first experience I had was someone's feet on my face. She is an amazing model, was Jacqueline Velvets from Gary, from Giantess Zone or Fetish Lands. I met her at the second or third SizeCon that was out there in New York, and trust me, I was completely in blush mode going, what do I do? Her feet are on my face and she's doing that very powerful smirk at me. I cannot think straight. I am blushing to the highest degree. Sorry, my voice is cracking because that's definitely a very fond memory to think about from time to time. So yes, I have, when it comes to a model's, SizeCon perspective. God, I am stuttering. Okay, so after that very frustrating, flustering, blushing question, moving on, please. So the next question on this list here is from somebody that has asked me, "Hey, size supporter, thank you for all the stuff that you do throughout the size community. Thank you for making the podcast and also the website. But I have to ask, does all this stuff stress you out? Don't you, you know, take a break from time to time?" Okay, so to answer this question very clearly, so yes, I have done a lot for the community. Again, thank you very much. I do always appreciate the compliments. Yes, I do take a break, at least when I try to. I've already had several friends and colleagues tell me in the community, "You need to take a break, start overstressing yourself." Other very dear and close friends to mine in the size community have basically been telling me a lot the same thing too, such as, "If you do not take a break, you do not get to be an insole for the whole entire year." And that hits me hard, and I do take breaks. I try to do my best here. I want to make sure that everybody gets some sort of help or some retweets or gets some confident boosts. So yes, it is very tiring. I'm trying to think of new subjects, you know, keep the hope alive, keep bringing more positivity to people's day, try to do what I can to make sure that everybody is getting some sort of limelight or appreciation or things that show, hey, you make great content, keep it up, keep doing your best, and I'm pretty sure I will show up out of nowhere to retweet or do what I can to help. So yes, I do take breaks. Next question here. Another person has said, so size supporter, also thank you for all the stuff that you do throughout the size community. Greatly appreciate it. Appreciate you too. So have you ever thought about going to SizeCon more often, or have you thought about doing your own type of thing? What are your thoughts on that? So this is a very easy question to answer. Yes, I want to keep going to SizeCon because it is amazing seeing all friends and people and talking amongst them. But as of right now, since COVID is still about and everything, they're pretty much doing this as an online virtual thing, which, to point out, the virtual SizeCon was very awesome, very well put out, and a lot of amazing things they did with that. Definitely recommend you checking that out next time they have it available. The next question, I'm on my last two questions here. This person has asked, hey, size supporter, heard you were sick a while back. Hopefully you're fully recovered and back to the size community supporting job. Hopefully things are going well. My question is, are you doing all this by yourself, or do you have a team of people helping you with the website designing, the podcast, and several other things that you have done, including your Instagram? So this is a kind of a long-winded one. I'm going to try to shorten it as best I can. But the answer for this is I'm actually doing this all by myself. There is no team. I am pretty much just doing all the editing, the media ads, all the website updating, and it takes a lot of time and effort out of the day to make sure to keep remember to update all this type of stuff. So it does take a bit of time for me to get to every single thing, but hopefully, who knows, someday maybe I can have someone helping me, but right now it's just me, and it's not that bad, but it's easy to handle. Now the last question here is, let's see, hey, size supporter, how are you doing? Hopefully you're fully recovered. Oh, yeah, to answer that last question, yes, I am fully recovered and I am doing well. Thank you very much for asking. I am doing my best here, fully recovered and here to do what I can. So a question from this person. Hi, size supporter, how are you doing? Love your podcast. I have a question and hopefully a subject that may be a future episode. What do you think about the size-related community or fetish with dating? Now, I know there aren't that many dating apps that mostly point towards these size-related content, but do you think it is possible? Okay, so this is actually a really interesting one because I have been thinking about this a lot ever since somebody has mentioned it on Twitter about size-related stuff in a dating app and a whole bunch of other things that hopefully are possible in the future. My particular thesis or, you know, thought on that is that that is possible. I mean, there are people out there that do completely love the size-related world and how they like to be a switch or straight giantess, straight giant, straight tiny. There's a lot of ways you can go about it. It's just that not many people are forward about it because it's not one of those, hey, this is what I'm into. I like being 50 feet tall or 500 feet tall or along those lines. Or I like shrinking a person just out loud. Now, people are more open about that type of stuff. Not many are. I really do want to see an app someday that's mostly made for the people in the size community when it comes to dating. And hopefully it makes things a lot easier for those that are into that type of content to express themselves, get to know the person, gain that whole dating experience. Something that shows, hey, I like this type of stuff. You like this type of stuff. We could both agree on this. We can start dating, you know, or at least start getting to a friendship level to we're both comfortable enough to say, hey, want to go out sometime, want to go start dating or stuff like that. It makes things a lot easier for those that want to, you know, find someone that's into the same things they are, or at least, you know, around the same area. It makes things a lot more comfortable with everybody. Hopefully someday we'll see an app like that or a new dating app that goes along those lines. But thank you all for listening. That was the end of the questionnaire. Hopefully I'll be doing more of those if somebody sends me more questions.